Hello again and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Esther chapter 4 and we're reading verses 12 to 17.
When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer. Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this? Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions.
Our focus is on verse 14. If you remain silent. Living in the palace could not be an excuse for Esther to stay quiet. Life as queen could not hide her life as a Jewess. Remaining silent might avoid a confrontation, but it would not stop the plan of Haman from taking effect. The right to remain silent is not necessarily the right thing to do. God calls us to be salt and light in an unsavory and dark world. This is done through declaration and demonstration. Jesus calls us, as his church, to be salt and light in an unsavory and dark world. This is done through declaration and demonstration. Living as followers of Christ means standing up for what is right, exposing what is evil, and speaking the truth. This can be costly, but, like Esther, it's a price we must be prepared to pay. The pressure to remain silent in the face of wrongdoing or injustice can, at times, be very real, especially when our job or friendships are at stake. But if we are followers of Christ, is remaining silent an option? A prayer. Lord Jesus, please give us wisdom and courage to do what is right and to uphold truth and justice. Keep us from hypocrisy and help us to walk humbly before you and our neighbour. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.